But think about it. That's 20 minutes out of a day.
And that's enough.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you just, hold on. 20 minutes into the day for fun is enough? Yeah, you're right. You're right. But no, climate's 60 right now. If we're talking about...
You want to keep it moving?
Nah, yeah, we keep it moving. I was about to say, like, yeah, no, like, poverty. But I was like, no. But you know what I mean? Like, people...
I'm so glad you did not say the word poverty. Yeah,
exactly. No,
let's keep moving. Let's go. All right, let's go to the second point.
Okay. Article states, good to see them having a laugh, Auckland cops, films, playing on a playground. Comment comes from Barbo. Considering...
Crazy. Yeah. Not an easy job.
Comment comes from Barbo. Considering what they face every day, it's great to see them having a laugh and a little fun downtime.
Alright, you want to start us off?
No.
I think this is okay. So there's many points here, yeah. I think in general, adults don't play enough. We don't prioritize play.
Oh, 100%.
We don't prioritize play at all.
Yes. That is a really interesting place to start.
Don't worry, we're gonna touch all the points, don't worry about it. I think adults don't play enough in general.
Yes,
we really don't.
See, that's the grace, by the way. This is the grace he's giving that comment.
Yeah, no, that's like, the grace.
Adults need to play more.
I think the second thing that came to mind,
you know what, let's not move past that. The adults need to play more.
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
I think that we spend so much time dealing with the responsibilities in our life, going to work, paying for bills, everything else that comes with that, that we don't have a lot of time, we don't give a lot of space in our life to experience joy and just have fun and do silly little things.
Yeah.
Without like a specific purpose. Versus if you think of childhood, you would just go and run around in the field. That was fun. That was beautiful. You didn't necessarily do it for a purpose. You just did it for fun.
Like a lot of adults in Wellington have a lot of fun.
I
like the scooters.
The scooters?
I think that's a very... I love them.
Mm.
But think about it. That's 20 minutes out of a day.
And that's enough.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you just... Hold on. 20 minutes into the day for fun is enough?
Yes.
I guess maybe this stems to like how much joy we want in our life. Who's got time? See that? No, that's the thing. I think we should create more time to do things like that.
I agree with camera one, but I think the balance
you
is...
You agree with...
Hold on. Let me cook. Hold tight. I think the balance is that a lot of adults convince themselves that the things that they have to do for progression or for productivity is fun. For example, this right here, this is fun for us.
Mm.
Would anybody else say that they're having fun? No, we're working. And so I feel like if we're being critical on that, it's like, adults ain't really having that much fun. I'm like, yeah, I have fun doing the things that also mean productivity to me.
I think we're also people who bring fun into whatever we do.
Yes.
Like I want to laugh, I want to be stressed and just having a laugh. Because
100%.
Otherwise the doom and gloom of the society we live in will just get too dark. But I think people need to play more and without a purpose.
Yeah. And that's also where I'm like, camera one, I feel like, come on, 20 minutes is not enough for play. Come on. 20 minutes a day.
20 minutes a day.
I feel like nobody's got time like that.
But that's exactly my point. We should...
You're so tired from your work week that's like...
We should be working less.
How do you find joy and stuff? But yeah.
That's a bigger question.
We'll talk about that next episode.
To dissect the other part of the comment, I feel like people are going to expect us to have thoughts on the fact that cops are having fun. because I don't know. People think that... This is wild. People think black people like hate the cops. And I'm like, I don't think they're useful. But I'm not all about that. Bro, half the people that say F the police, call the police. All right? Let's put that out there, first of all. Second of all, on this one of, like, cops are laughing or whatever, like, their jobs are dangerous. Fam, how dangerous are their jobs?
Yeah, I think, and this boils down to the perception and your experience with the police force. Because if you think about it, if you've not had direct life experience interacting with the police, your understanding of what the police will do will literally stem from TV shows. And what are they doing? Fighting crime, going around, dangerous jobs and activities, of course.
Yeah.
When in actual fact, and I talked about this on a previous Coffee Break episode, policing is not as dangerous as people think it is. A higher percentage of the job as a police officer is actually paperwork. it's really not as dangerous as I think it is. So I'm not saying they shouldn't play. Everybody should play.
Absolutely.
But I think the police have done such a great job of marketing their job as it is the most exciting and most dangerous job you can do when it's really not.
Oh, yeah. Like, the fact is that we grew up, I grew up watching Cops, I don't know if you.
Yeah.
It was American television, and then also, like, The Wire. And that just had high pursuit chases.
Of course.
Jumping gates.
Of course.
Like, arresting people, yada, yada, yada.
And that's Police 10-7 in New Zealand. That's literally what
literally,
it was.
Literally. And it's like, okay, we're convincing you that we are on the front lines at all times. And I'm like, all right, I know. Personally, I know two police officers, and they do traffic stops. I'm not saying that their job could go sour at any given moment. Like, it could.
Absolutely, it can. Absolutely 100%.
Could. And we've seen it. We've seen it happen. But also, you have to understand how much paperwork's in that. You got to understand how much is just, like, sitting in a car. And I'm not saying that that's the toughest job. I think they do what a lot of people don't want to do.
Oh, 100%.
And that's why we're like, oh, nah, yeah, you guys deserve some playtime.
Yeah.
Come on.
Everyone deserves more playtime.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody deserves at least 25 minutes.
I don't believe it. I'm surprised you guys don't hate cops.
Oh, I didn't say... Hold on. I didn't say that I didn't hate police. I'm just saying that the whole stereotypical idea of, like, all black people should hate police, I don't want to talk about them.
You should, but...
You know what I mean? Like, we should still talk about the fact that they exist. I'm like, okay, all right, if we're going to go into it, we're going to go into it. We've talked about me running from the police.
Yeah. You might not have been there for that episode, do you want to hit us with that story real quick?
Yo, nah, can someone edit the, just put, nah, it's on Instagram, my mother told me off, and also, I learned a lot from that lesson, but that was like my introduction to the police, which was like, they don't like black people, so run, and that was my like, okay, that's not exactly 100% true, because if you run, they're just going to chase you now, but, Just all of the uncomfortable, even us going into certain events and having police just dagger you as you are. It's like, bro, it's mad uncomfortable. I hate being around police. I think everybody knows how sirens affect me, how literally, like, if there's a police on a street, I'm walking the other way. I don't need that smoke. I don't need to do anything with that. And also, don't ask me, because I didn't see anything. You know what I mean? I don't like...
I'm 10 toes?
10 toes. I don't even know, man. I didn't see nothing. I got questioned one time outside the Burger King when I was in first year.
Yeah.
And but the way that they did it was like, hey, can we ask you a few questions real quick? I was like, no. And I just kept walking. Because I was scared for my life, homie.
No, that's fair.
I'm like hella scared. But I have a reason to be scared. Half of the people that say, if the police, I hate the police, grew up in Glen Eden. You understand? I don't think that they've had the same introduction or the same touch points with the police force, or they've seen our kind of people.
Well, here's a question for you. Can they be empathetic to our experiences and understand that police have not treated black people well historically and therefore hate the police as well?
I don't think so. I don't think that they're allowed to give the same hate towards the police.
I don't think they can. They can't
throw
feel
stones.
The same dick.
They can't, you can't throw stones behind the wall. Don't you ever throw stones behind the wall, you know? Like, if... Cause
don't
then,
you ever...
Don't throw stones behind the wall. Sorry, do you want me to explain that?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
So like, I should just throw stones out in the open?
Black people are in the middle, like in the front of the wall. And so if someone throws a stone, police turn around, they're going to look at us.
Okay, I get what you mean. Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
the
same way as like us talking on behalf of a community that we're not a part of and delivering and spewing hate towards something that they also hate.
Because
they're just trying to survive.
I get you.
And that's me being like, all right, police are on that street. I'm not walking on that street. I've been with white dudes before who are like, nah, we're going to go past them. Nah, I deal them to say something to you.
Wild.
And it's like, fam, why would we do that?
That's wild.
That's not the touch point. So that's what I mean by that.